ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Raging wildfires prompting urgent evacuations in the Texas Panhandle. ABC's Mola Lenghi is on the front lines.
We're about 25 miles north of Amarillo. This is one of several fires that continues to burn in Texas, scorching hundreds of thousands of acres of land, destroying scores of homes, and forcing dozens and dozens of communities to evacuate.
Operations paused at a nuclear weapons plant in Amarillo. Half a million acres burned so far in one fire that's said to be 0% contained. Donald Trump and Joe Biden each won their party's primaries in Michigan overnight, but a movement to cast a ballot for uncommitted over anger with U.S. Gaza policy generated more than 100,000 protest votes. Hunter Biden is set to appear on Capitol Hill today for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans still trying to impeach his father. No breakthroughs after what's being described as an intense Oval Office meeting between Biden and congressional leaders on averting a government shutdown. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year Wisconsin law bans feticide but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. It'll cost you more to get into a Packer game next season, anywhere from $4 to $10 more. The team is sending invoices to season ticket holders online this week. Even preseason games are going up $2 to $5. Even with the price increase, Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy says the cost of a Packer game is still below the NFL average. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A New Richmond woman has been sentenced for killing her fiancé in 2022. Marion Catherine Smith entered a guilty plea to reckless homicide this past fall and was sentenced to 12 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision by a St. Croix County court on Tuesday. According to court documents, Smith told police that her fiancé had been drinking and was insulting her as he washed dishes, then grabbed her while holding a knife. The two began to struggle for the knife and Smith stabbed him in the stomach. The application period for the Youth Garage Band Competition 2024 Rockconsin is now open. The contest gives kids from 7th to 12th grade across the state the chance to compete in a two-day competition in June during Summerfest. 10 bands will be chosen to compete from the applications, with the winning band getting to perform a second Summerfest show in July. Interested students must be enrolled in Wisconsin school or homeschooled, and there's no cost to register or participate. Applications can be submitted online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast. Very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season, it's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL, the Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in Wednesday. Very special Devil's Advocates. The boys are back from Michigan. We'll tell you all about it and the results of the Michigan primary. Tune in Devil's Advocates 3 to 6.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. I got a little bit of whiplash with the weather between yesterday and today.
Man, I was in short pants yesterday, man.
Yeah, it was a warm one.
Yeah, man. I was actually out and about, out in the weather, and man, enjoying it, and then reality hit us back in the face. And today, it was 74 degrees in Milwaukee yesterday, and today when I got up, it was 19.
Yeah, and there was snow on the ground.
Yeah, man, hey, man, and ice, it could be worse, man. It could be Texas, where they're blazes going all throughout many parts of Texas. Just wildfires, man. Just devastating 400 or 500, 600 acres and more. Miles, actually, of open land in Texas. So it could be worse. I do want to say, before we get started, thanks to Stu, man, my friend, who filled in admirably, as he always does. Stu and I go way back. Stu is a really, really good friend, very talented radio guy who's been in radio over 40 years. And if you listen to him, you can tell. He has been trained in radio and is certainly an asset. So, thank you, Stu, for doing a great job filling in for me. We got a lot to talk about this morning. As always, later on in the show, it's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Craig. We've got a lot to talk about. But I want to begin the show by welcoming back to the studio Mr. Matt Stafford. He is the founder of Vincent James Mentoring Program. Good morning to you, Matt. How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Thank you.
For people who may not remember, I think this might be about the third time we've had you in the studio. Yes. Let's talk a little bit about Matt Stafford.
Yeah, so to give a little bit of a refresher of who I am, I have a teen mentoring youth outreach called Vincent James Mentoring.
Here in Waukesha.
Here in Waukesha. We're actually in the building right across the street from Jimmy's Grottos. It's a historical building, 150 years old. And we're rehabbing it to build a custom counseling center and mentoring center within Waukesha County that no one has ever seen before. We're literally working with the individuals that no one cares about.
So when you say individuals that no one cares about, let's talk about those individuals. You have to know a little bit about that, right?
Yeah. So while I was growing up, I grew up in the social system. You know, I was placed, me and my brother were placed into my family. Now, Vincent James Canaglero, his family, for 17 and a half years. We had 7 deaths within 6 years. And after that, I got into
7 deaths in that Vincent James family.
Yeah, 7 deaths in 6 years.
Vincent James, and just for the sake of clarity, Vincent James being a foster parent.
Yes, he was my he was, you know, my foster parent, my foster dad, but to me he was just my dad.
Right, and he had many other foster children.
Yes,
not just you.
No, no. We had my brother Dwayne, and my brother Marcus was adopted from birth to the family. And my gosh, I'm so very grateful for the opportunities that they gave us growing up. But you know, it wasn't an easy way that we grew up.
So I mean, being a treatment foster parent myself, know a little something about that system. You said you didn't have an easy upbringing. Clearly, you wound up in a foster home.
Right. So when my biological mother and father, they were physically and mentally disabled. My biological mother is schizophrenic, mildly retarded, has 5 different personalities, and she wanted to harm me. So when she just came to the realization, hey, I'm going to harm my kids, you know, so she called the police and said, hey, I'm going to harm my kids. Please take them from my custody. And I was 2 and a half at the time. My brother was 5. And, you know, we got placed in my foster father's family. Technically for 17 and a half years, but they're my family. That's where I spend Christmas and Thanksgiving, and, you know, I love them, and they're I can't complain about my family.
So let me say that people who aren't aware, people who don't know mm-hmm. about the impact of having someone change their lives and yours, the impact that has on one.
Oh yeah, with one person that believes in you or can show that they care, you don't know what an individual's going through. So even a smile, a hug, or even a small conversation, I mean, my gosh, I mean, my dad taught me the love of God. I don't know if some of your listeners do believe in God. I personally do. And if it wasn't for that hug, I mean, I probably would have committed suicide when I was 10 years old. And I was not in a healthy spot. And I didn't even know what that meant.
So I always say to this audience, you know, it's sometimes people don't really realize where our young people are.
No,
they have no clue whatsoever, and they think that young people, not all, but some, that young people are just bad, and they just aren't the way we used to be, and they're doing all sorts of things that they should know better. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, mentorship. This is one of my phrases that I say a lot, is you don't know if you're a leader. You're a leader with or without your permission. So you're a mentor with or without your permission. Kids in themselves, whenever they're little and growing up, they're looking for somebody to lead them and teach them. Kids aren't bad. It's their environment that is teaching them skills to what they're doing. So if they're doing something stupid, it's because of their environment, their home or their school or, you know, their friends that, you know, are given the ability to do something that isn't appropriate.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined once again by Mr. Matt Stafford. He is with Vincent James Mentoring Program. And, you know, it's not like things are getting better. When you look and see right now, almost one in two families end in divorce. Marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
And so when people, I'm not saying people need to stay in marriages that don't work, but certainly children.
Oh, absolutely. Should,
and the fact that children can will be and are impacted every time there's a divorce, sometimes maybe people don't realize just how much.
You know, people don't necessarily realize how much a regular family, however your family
is. The importance of it.
The importance of it, of a father figure and a mother figure. And for the development of the child, biological, foster, or adopted, it's the mental care and the standards that you're giving. Because you're raising up future wives and husbands, and you're giving the standards to them. And you know, the biggest thing that I see through my nonprofit is standards get skewed after time. With individuals, you know, with the troubles of life, they're like, well, I just had to make this decision, and I, you know, my kid just came along for the ride.
Let me ask you, were you a troubled teen? Is it safe to say that?
That's extremely safe to say. I was high school and junior high. I was mostly plastered. When my father passed away, when I was 15, nothing.
Your foster.
My foster father passed away when I was 15. I had six deaths before that. And, you know, and I was just ransacked. I was trying to figure out who I am, and then to figure, you know, to go through and mourn. It was horrible. I was high school. I was mostly drunk.
So where could you turn? Where did you turn?
So actually Dean Culver, started this place called the Teen Center. The Teen Center is no longer there in existence. If it wasn't for Dean Culver and what he did, I would have died, you know, when I was 15. I actually had a backpack, and I had a butcher's knife in my backpack and a suicide note. He gave me a hug. He started this organization, this nonprofit, and, you know, just to give kids a safe place to go. And my gosh, a simple hug. He didn't even know my name for like 3 months. And every Friday and Saturday, I would come to the teen center, and he'd just give me a hug the first thing. I was actually, when the teen center opened up the doors, I was the second teen that walked through the doors.
844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Mr. Matt Stafford. He is with Vincent James Mentoring Program on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban. letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Mr. Matt Stafford of Vincent James Mentoring Program. So, as a young teen, you were addicted to alcohol.
Yeah.
Safe to say that.
Absolutely. Actually, Discount Liquor is where I used to steal most of the kegs of beer or any liquor I can get my hands on. I mean, I was just always plastered. I didn't know how to maintain my emotions, or I didn't know how to even manage what I was supposed to do.
So how are you able to overcome that?
So mentors, unexpected mentors as well. So I did grow up in church. Growing up in church helped, but when you lose seven people in 6 years, you kind of lose your faith. So the individual that I have a lot of respect for is Pastor Ona. His full name is Pastor Bob Ona. It's really hard for me to call him by his first name because I have so much respect for him. But he pretty much showed me, even through the hardships, you got to pull through. You have to have some faith in yourself, but I didn't know how to have faith in myself until someone showed me I was worth the breath I get, have. So Pastor Ona, Dean Culver, Paul Luan, Jay Maddox, there's, multiple individuals. I used to work at Smart Asset. There was this individual, her name's Mary, wonderful individual. And she was almost like a mother figure to me. So without a mentor, you really can't do much.
So I founded a mentoring program 2 years ago in the city of Milwaukee. I've been a mentor for the past 35 or more years.
Yeah.
I know the value of that. I came from a nuclear family where my parents were there for me. So it wasn't. And that kept me out of trouble, and it gave me direction and guidance. But it didn't mean that I wasn't aware that there were many young people who longed for that, for what I had. And part of the reason why I created my nonprofit was because I knew that there were kids who didn't have that. Now, I'll say this. Part of what is happening with what is the opiate people are taking, right? Fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Part of the fentanyl addiction that you see so many people attracted to is the fact that there are people who came from backgrounds who really have had a tough go of it in their lives, and the fact that we as a society that do not have the investment necessary to address young people who have difficult times in their lives, and then we blame young people. And so what we keep saying is lock them up, right?
Right.
Build more places to lock people up. And that is the worst thing that you can possibly do is to punish young people. Excuse me, I'm not saying who committed crimes, but through no fault of their own, are born into families and conditions that aren't conducive to them becoming positive members of the society.
You know, even with that is, you know, if they don't have the right mental skills, or, you know, if somebody's not teaching them a trade, or if somebody's not teaching them something, it's just, okay.
There's going to be somebody who's going to teach them something.
Right.
But it's going to be the wrong people.
Right. So what I'm striving to do is to be that catch-all, you know. So we're developing this custom counseling. And I actually taught myself how to read and write. I was practically illiterate all the way up till 25. I didn't know how to read much. I didn't know how to write much. By developing the nonprofit and my programming, taught myself how to read. And, you know, it with that in itself, you know, teaching people how to be, you know, to write, to learn how to do basic math, it's to empower them to have a better lifestyle.
You know, man, there's an epidemic across the nation with young people stealing cars.
Oh yeah.
10 years old, 12 years old.
Right.
And the people can't seem to understand, why would a 10 or 12 year old person steal a car? Well, they don't know the conditions that those young people are growing up in.
It's the standard of the house.
Yeah, and so they somehow believe that we're going to solve it by locking more and more of them up. They don't understand that there's not going to be enough money or enough jails to build to lock up 10, 12, 14-year-old kids, and that if you think that's the answer, those 10, 12, 14-year-old kids are going to grow up to be adults. And if you don't address the issues that put them in that condition in the first place, they're going to be adults doing bigger things.
Absolutely. If you don't address, so I have a theory. If you don't address the home environment, the school environment, and the work environment, you won't be able to serve the individual properly to give them a better understanding for a better way of life.
844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Mr. Matt Stafford of Vincent James Mentoring Program. And I'll tell you something. Many people in this audience probably are not aware of the conversation that we are having. And at the root of most of those who are addicted and who are dying from fentanyl, overdose, is a broken home.
Absolutely.
And yet nobody's talking about the broken home. Nobody's talking about what do we do to address younger children who, as we speak right now, are in that same condition, and yet we aren't willing to do the things necessary as a nation to do this. Again, I'm a treatment foster parent. And so my wife and I changed our lives 21 years ago when we took in a young man who is now 23, who still requires 24-hour care. It's not easy, but somebody has to do it. And more of us need to step forward. 844-967-2789. My guest is Matt Stafford, Vincent James Mentoring Program. News, weather, and sports next.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wednesday, I've got Reggie Jackson on to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Blackhawk Bridge over the Mississippi River Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across the river. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million in grants for pollution cleanup in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A cybersecurity attack is causing problems for people who use Essentia Health Pharmacies. According to a Northern News Now report, the company that Essentia Pharmacies use to process the insurance carriers of their customers, Change Healthcare, was hacked last week. Change Healthcare's services are still down this week, meaning Essentia Pharmacies are unable to process insurance. The pharmacies can still give out prescriptions, but patients have to pay for the prescriptions out of pocket. A Duluth artist now has her work displayed in a pretty exclusive gallery. According to a Northern News Now report, a painting done by Duluth artist Kelly Schomburger can now be found on the moon. About 35,000 works from about 200 artists from across the world were included in what is being called the Lunar Codex after a historic moon landing by the Odysseus spacecraft. It is the first privately built spacecraft to ever land on the moon. Schomburger's painting was of a model ship that her late uncle had owned. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Movie star Leonardo DiCaprio had some words of wisdom for Timothy Chalamet a few years ago. His advice? No hard drugs and no superhero movies. Leo has never done a Marvel or DC film, and so far, neither has Chalamet. But despite his mentor's advice, that could change. Chalamet told Variety that if the script was right and the director was right, he would have to consider it. When asked why, Chalamet explained that it was a superhero movie that made him want to act. Chalamet says when he was 12 years old, he begged his mother to take him to see Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight. Chalamet says he left the theater a changed man. Or boy. No word yet on if the actor has changed his tune on hard drugs. Timothy Chalamet stars in Dune 2, which opens in theaters March 1st. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Oh.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Matt Stafford of St. James Mentoring Program. And so before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that we have a society that refuses to address the mental health issues of so many, especially children. And there's this stigma kind of attached to mental health in this society. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So with people that are in poverty or in middle class that really aren't really making it, and it's just hard to get through, you know, just a regular, and they're just a regular weekday or regular month. It's hard for them to have the tools and the things that they need to have a better way of life. Mental health is almost demonized. So it's almost an embarrassment for an individual to say, you know what, I need help. I need a counselor. I need a therapist. You know, it's almost an act of weakness to go to a counselor. It is not an act of weakness. It's actually a show of strength saying, hey, I need some help. I need a better way to think about things. I need to talk this out. And there's multiple individuals. There's multiple entities that can help, you know, like myself. I have a network that I can get individuals to the counselors and networking until we have our own network built at my building because I'm remodeling it. I can get those individuals to where they can get help. But the mental health, you know, thought overall is just, it's, I don't need it. I can pull myself up by the bootstraps. Everyone needs a mentor. Everyone needs some counseling. Are you willing to be strong enough to say, yes, I need
help? So let me say this. You know, we watch people go into buildings and places and massacre people.
Mm-hmm.
Children in schools massacring other children. Adults going into schools massacring children. Adults going all over massacring innocent people with guns. And at the root of it is a mental illness.
It's a mental illness. Go ahead. Sorry. So mental illness, you know, for anything, you know, in that extreme aspect, I'm a hunter. I go hunting and I enjoy hunting. I have a high respect for firearms, but with the individual that does something so egregious of that, you know, aspect, it's first the standard of the household that they have. Was it a broken home? Was it their father or mother beat them? You know, it's all about mental health. You know, somebody that does something so egregious, you know, they're not thinking or acting right whatsoever. I was in junior high when Columbine started and when that happened. I can't remember the exact year Columbine was, but it was appalling because those individuals, they didn't know how to express themselves except, you know what? I hate the world. I'm going to take everybody out that they could. So what I saw, even as a young adult, and I was, you know, not mentally well either, I thought, my gosh, if they just had someone that believed in them, their lives would have changed. That's what we're doing at Vincent James Mentoring. My counseling theories are built around the kitchen table. When I grew up, you got praise and discipline at the kitchen table. You were able to, you know, have many conversations, you know, with mom, dad, or brothers and sisters. You know, it was all built out of love and respect.
So let me ask you, how many different degrees do you have?
I never went to college.
So you don't have any letters behind your name?
No. If anybody wants to give me a doctorate for free, I'll take a doctorate for free.
But the reason I ask you the question and not facetiously was because we get caught up in this thinking that doctors, you know, who have never experienced the things that you and I are talking about.
Right.
Themselves.
You know, it just,
who have not lived in the environment. Somehow what they've read in a book. I'm not saying that, you know, trained doctors, I'm not that foolish.
Mm-mm.
Don't have knowledge. But I think when we eliminate the fact that people who've gone through things firsthand have knowledge as well, yeah, and invaluable knowledge.
Absolutely. So let me give you a little synopsis of how I grew up. I had 7 deaths in 6 years in my foster family. My biological parents wanted to kill me, you know, growing up. I was on forced visitations, you know, to go to them. After my father passed away, I started drinking heavily. My best friend in junior high and high school were drug dealers. And then also I became extremely rageful towards myself that I'm not worthy to even breathe air. So though just gaining all that anger of why God, why so much hurt, and I couldn't even see through the hurt at all. It took mentorship to say, Matt, you're worth living. So what we're trying to do at Vincent James Mentoring is build a non-conventional counseling center and mentoring center that when you walk in the door, when the building is fully remodeled, when you walk in the door, you're like, my gosh,
I understand.
I have security.
You know, and for those of you in the listening audience, it is critically important that you hear this message from the horse's mouth. And, you know, as someone who has a son who is mentally ill, and as speaking of myself, and someone who's been dealing with the mental health system for the past 25, 27 years with my son, I can tell you that the message that Mr. Matt Stafford is bringing is part of what message needs to be brought. And so we keep hearing, well, there are not enough doctors. Well, you know, you don't always need a doctor. Sometimes you need somebody who cares, a kind heart, an ear that is lent to listening, and a commitment to making somebody else's life better. I think, you know, Christians will call that, you know, being a Christian, you know, and looking at somebody else and doing all we can to make somebody else's life better. That's what young Matt Stafford is doing, Vincent James Mentoring Program. Let's talk about, you got a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, I have a banquet at the Rotunda here downtown Waukesha. My gosh, I am so very proud to be, you know, from Waukesha, and to have a banquet in one of the more historical buildings. It's just beautiful in there. So this fundraiser is to give a report for the past year of the individuals that we've been able to serve. And then the next couple things we're going to be doing this upcoming year. And, you know, to get individuals to the fundraiser is to show to give the individuals that I'm helping, to show them that you're not alone. There's a group of individuals that are coming to these banquets, these fundraisers, and they solely believe in you. They might not be able to do what I'm doing with working directly with the ones that need help, but they're able to come here, support, and, you know, strengthen the network.
So where is the fundraiser going to be located?
It's going to be at the Rotunda, downtown Waukesha.
What day?
April 6th. The doors open at 5 p.m. If you would like to come, please call me, 262-751-0303. It's $80 for a single seat, $150 for a couple, and $550 for a table. I have seating for 200 individuals, and I need to know by 2 weeks in advance if you guys are coming. If I have openings, you know, the day of, I will gladly open the doors for that. But if you guys are able to call me, that'd be great. You could also email me. It should be on my website today or within the next week. But I also have a Facebook called Vincent James Mentoring. You can also, you know, notify me that you're coming to the banquet.
You know, you've come a long way since the first time I had you on.
Thank you.
And so clearly this is a commitment that you, a life commitment that you have, but there's clearly some people who see benefit in what you're doing who are helping you along the way.
Yeah, I have a great board of directors. I've recently got my right hand. Her name's Melissa Chapman, and she is a wonderful individual. She tells me what I need to do and what I don't need. You know, she puts me in the right direction. She's my co-director. I've known her ever since high school, and she's a wonderful individual. I'm just grateful that I'm able to serve the ones that no one wants to work with.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Matt Stafford. And we'll keep you and this listening audience informed of your progress. Up next.
Thank you so much.
Frequent cannabis use linked to heart attacks and strokes. What? Oh, all right. 844-967-2789. Is the number.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Cannabis use may significantly increase our risk of heart attack and strokes, a study of 430,000 U.S. adults has found. This association was seen even after controlling for tobacco use and other cardiovascular risk factors. Roughly 48.2 million Americans, about 15% of the total population, reported using cannabis at least once in 2019, according to data from U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And while the drug may still be illegal, at a federal level, cannabis, a.k.a. marijuana, has been legalized for recreational use across 24 states and Washington, D.C. And, you know, what is surprising to me is that this study that was just done in the last year or two comes up with this information, the increased risk of heart attack and strokes. I would think that, you know, as long as marijuana has been around, that the studies have been done over and over and over and over again. And I just wonder why this study that just came out, what it looks like compared to studies from, you know, years ago, decades ago, you know, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. They've certainly been studying marijuana and its impact on people since then. Does it seem inconceivable to me that if you smoke a lot of marijuana, that you're going to wind up increasing the risk of heart attack and strokes? No, it doesn't. If you smoke cigarettes, you're going to increase the risk of heart attack. If you smoke pipes, if you smoke cigars, you are going to increase the chances of you having a heart attack or stroke. Anything that you're inhaling into your lungs is going to cause, other than air, you know, is going to cause some problems with you. Now, I don't know if this is to deter and has been released now because of this constant fight against our federal government decriminalizing marijuana and legalizing marijuana on a national scale. You know, maybe that's the reason that they've released this information now. But it certainly makes me stop and pause and wonder why we didn't hear about it before. Despite common use, little is known about the risk of cannabis use, and in particular, the cardiovascular disease risk. Abra Jeffries, a data analyst at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, said in a statement, "The perceptions of the harmfulness of smoking cannabis are decreasing, and people have not considered cannabis use dangerous to their health." You know, I don't ever hide the fact that I was a frequent weed smoker. Calvin, I know you find that hard to believe. I smoked a lot of marijuana in my life. I have to be honest with you. I enjoyed my time smoking weed. I've long since stopped that. I rarely, if ever, I mean, I used to smoke cigarettes. I quit that many years ago. You know, I rarely, if ever, have a drink of anything, a beer. It's so rare that I have a beer. If I have a beer once a month, that's a lot for me. I rarely drink. So, you know, there was a time when I did most of those things, but as I grew wiser in my life and realized the value of my life, I kind of cut back on almost all those things. But I'm not saying, because again, I smoked weed 20 years. Calvin, yeah, 20 years. They were great years, by the way. They were really, really fun years of my life. So I'm a guy who supports, you know, if people want to smoke weed, man, they should be allowed to smoke weed. You can't say, hey, you can't smoke weed because it's going to cause you cardiovascular disease and you still allow cigarettes. You know what I mean, Calvin? Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, it just is kind of hypocritical.
It is, man. You can't say, well, you know, this is going to cause all these problems with you if you smoke weed. And we know the number one killer is alcohol use. And yet there are bars on every corner, right? Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously not the same thing, but the effects they have on people and that kind of thing, they're definitely at least comparable.
Oh, no question whatsoever. And so I always say to people, you know, you can, it's easy to point fingers and vilify people who smoke pot, you know, but you can't point your finger at people who smoke pot if you got a drink in your hand. Just people's choices, and people have a right to make the choices they make. It's that time. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, 844-967-2789. And you really need to listen to news, sports, and especially weather, man. It's 19 degrees after being 74 yesterday. I want to hear what's next.
Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian Brian Hicks and Christy Barlamin. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Hare on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires in the Texas Panhandle, they've swallowed up at least 500,000 acres in the area around